All right, so oh, it's pretty early morning over here. Not really early morning, just earlier than I'm usually up. And I'm gonna do this even though I'm probably gonna go back to sleep. If I get any extra lucid dreams or anything, I'll probably add them on tomorrow. So, my first dream, let me go over my notes real fast. I only remember three dreams from last night. I think I just kind of forgot to grab them because I was busy concentrating on the recall for my lucids, so I didn't grab anything that wasn't a lucid, so. The first one is, I was at a big party at this hospital. And Job from Arrested Development was there. And you guys should be able to easily tell, like, what TV shows I'm watching by stuff like this. But, anyways, Job from Arrested Development was there. And he was throwing magic tricks and stuff like that. And there was a big group of people that were just, like, kind of off to the side. So I went over with them and started talking. And it turned out they were lucid dreamers. And they started talking about different techniques and stuff like that, and so I basically just became lucid because of that. I started talking to them and asking them questions. I don't remember much because this was a dream from further in the night. So then I went back. I woke up, went back to sleep, and I was in Dream Utah again. And this time I was at this huge hotel with Robin Williams was there, and there was yet another group of lucid dreamers. This I think was kind of because of incubation. I told you guys that I incubate stuff, but if ever I get obsessed with stuff, I can easily switch it over to incubation. And I've kind of been spending a lot of time talking to dreamers online. And I think that it made it to where I just dropped them right into my dreams pretty quickly. Anyway, so these people had an underground base that had like a little waterfall, and if you sat in it, it would you'd raise up all the way to your lucid dreaming level. And like everybody had their own level, but then like Robin Williams was the highest, which is kind of creepy. And when I was down there, I realized I was dreaming for a little bit and started asking them questions again, and yet again I forgot most of what I talked to them about, which is a little sad because it'd be nice to hear what dreamers in the dream do. And so that leads us to our third dream, and I spent most of my recall on this thing. I spent most of my time trying to remember it because it was so bloody long. Anyways, I realized I was dreaming at the beginning of the dream. And so, since the theme had already been other lucid dreamers in the dream, I just grabbed two dream characters and told them that we needed to go on an adventure. And they said, heck yeah. And they both acted like they were lucid the whole time, which is always fun. And so, we just jumped in a car. I let one of them drive, because when I drive, I always jettison off into the sky, so we drove around for a long time. And it started getting dark. So they stopped at a gas station to pick up some snacks and stuff, which is free whenever you're a dream character, or when you're a lucid dreamer and you realize that the world is fake. So we just stopped and started grabbing some snacks, and it started getting dark. And I was a little worried that my stabilization might run out whenever the light goes away. So I saw the moon in the distance, and I put my hands, like around it, like, I don't know, like a mental photograph or anything like that. And I just like zoomed in, like pulled it out, like you would with a phone, you know, just like me, and zoomed it in to where it would get closer. And it did not work, and I was not very happy about that. So The reason it didn't work, I think, is because there was a bunch of trees in my way, so I quickly flew over to the edge of the trees, and then I did it again, and then I looked over at the sun and I decided to reverse it so that it wasn't setting anymore, it was rising. And then I noticed that I could start seeing a few stars because it was getting dark. And so I focused on them and tried to pull them closer. And what I ended up doing was making about five or six planets that were all within sight from where we were at. And so then I was like, sweet action. So then one of the planets that I brought changed the structure of the Earth and like started like making it all kind of look, I wouldn't say burnt, but it was kind of charred everywhere and kind of looked like ash and there was smoke everywhere. It was really cool looking. It didn't look like it was dying, it just looked like parts of it were dying. And so we kept driving. We drove around like that for a day looking at all of the sights and other things there were to behold. And then let's see, the next thing that happened was my wife called me while I was driving around, and we were getting ready to jump into a bank. My wife called and told me that I messed up like her whole day because I messed up the solar system and night, and like Lasana didn't sleep and she woke up the other baby, and it made it to where they were both uneasy all day, and it was just terrible, and I needed to switch it back. And I was really confused because I'm in a dream, and that shouldn't affect her. But I changed it back real fast, and then we went into the bank. And in the bank, we realized that we, like, even dream characters were gonna stop us later if we didn't have enough money to get into the place we were headed to. I just found out which way we were headed to. I guess we were headed to like some sort of like, I don't know. It was some weird place. It made it sound like it was like a bunny house or something like that. And I mean, I guess I didn't have as much awareness as I thought, because I would not head towards that in a dream unless I had low awareness. But either way, we needed quite a bit of money to get in, so I just grabbed all of my money. I grabbed $1 bill and I dropped it on the ground and picked it up, and there was like $20 there. And I did that a few times, and that made it to where I had about $1,000. And so then, we each ended up and leaving the bank with 5,000. A couple of the guys used a number glitch by putting their hand over the number of money in their bank accounts and just increasing the number that way. But yeah, we all ended up with $5,000, and we all headed out and started driving, and then it got really dark. And when it got really dark, I started worrying that I was gonna wake up again. And then all of a sudden I did wake up, but we were still in the car driving, and I started worrying that we had, like, when I had gone to sleep, like, they had come over to my house and thought that it was a dream, and they had taken me, and then we just left, thinking that it was a dream again. And so I told them about my worries, since I was getting ready to pass up my house on the right side, and was telling them to take the exit. And so they said, "All right, let's check." And so we all checked our hands, and I looked at my hands, and like one of my fingers was broken. And so I like snapped it back into place, into like the bone back into place, and it didn't hurt at all. And then I noticed another finger was broken, and I fixed it, and then like I kept doing that for a little while. And then I was like, "Well, I don't see anything strange here." And so I completely lost lucidity there from that false awakening. And then we headed back to my house, which wasn't my house, it was an apartment building, which is interesting because I haven't lived in an apartment in like 8 months, but Either way, I got back there and then I, let's see. What did I do after that? Then, oh yeah, then I went to the apartment guy and I asked him which house I lived in, or which apartment I lived in, and he couldn't remember, so then I called my wife and she came down and brought out one of the babies. One that's not screaming right now for no reason. Oh, I'm fed and I'm changed and I'm just angry that I'm alive. Gotta go give a talking to this like 10-day-old baby about crying for no reason. Be right back. Anyway, so his crying woke up the other baby, so that's annoying. So there goes that sleep I was talking about until they both decide to take a nap later. Maybe if they do. So anyways, yeah, then like there was a lock around the entire building, not like around the parking lot, but around the building. And I was trying to open that, and my wife came in and showed me how to open it, and then we went upstairs. And then I woke up. It was a pretty fun dream. I forgot to say one thing. Whenever we were driving around, like I was eating snack food the whole time because I didn't need to stop eating, and I also knew that food in a dream doesn't get any worse the more you eat of it. Like each bite is just as good as the first one, basically. So it's not like whenever you eat a bag of Doritos that like you're sitting there and like the first 10 are amazing and then the last like 300 are just terrible or okay. They were all amazing, so I was eating for like a lot of it and drinking pop and chilling out and talking with the dream characters. I only talked with them a little bit really because I knew they were just dream characters until after that false awakening when I thought that they were real for some stone reason. Yeah, but either way, it wasn't pretty good night. I mean, I got in at least an hour of lucidity with those couple of days. I mean, I can bring up, try to remember more and more about it, and it seems like it was quite a while, maybe a couple hours of just driving around, messing with the landscape and stuff like that, which is always really fun. So, yeah. Always take a road trip. Have a good time. Oh, I'm pretty tired. It looks like the babies are actually going to sleep again. I just woke up and cried for a little bit, so I'm gonna go back to sleep. Good night.